He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the November 30th. It's the last day of November, if you haven't noticed. The market seems to be in a wait-and-see mode. It's all about Argentina. Well, what the heck is going on in Argentina? We'll talk about that in a moment. What does Argentina have to do with my 401k? A lot. Right now we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down just 16 points. It was down more than that a while ago. We are now at 25,322 on the Dow. The S&P 500 is up almost 3 points to 2,740. Over at the NASDAQ, up a couple of points, 72.73, basically flat there on the NASDAQ. We've had a very good week, however, in both the Dow and the S&P, and also the NASDAQ. Russell 2000 down about a point right now to 1,523. Crude oil. Woo! It's good news for folks buying gas at the gas station. $49.89. A lot of sub-$2 gas around the country. Not in California. I'm sure they've got the highest numbers on their big taxes that they charge on everything. Crude oil down $1.56 this morning to $49.89. Gold is down $8 per ounce to $12.22. The 10-year yield. We've had a bond rally here recently, driving the 10-year clear down to 3.01%. I guess the 10-year not as afraid as the Fed when it began the week. More on that in a bit. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Broadcasting today again from the shores of the Ashley River in Charleston, South Carolina. We have a market that is in a wait and see mode today. It's all about Argentina, Buenos Aires to be exact. More on that in a bit. Well, we had the worst Thanksgiving week ever last week. Now, I'm not talking about your feast or your relatives or whatever else. The market stunk up the joint during the Thanksgiving week. In fact, it was the worst Thanksgiving week since 2011. Well, instead of bringing home a turkey this week, it's bacon. Bringing home the bacon. The market's had a very good week, including a 600-plus point day on Wednesday, and it was all about the Fed's comments. And it seems that the Fed had a lot to do with the sell-off in the market. The market felt like the Fed was on a hawkish course that was too hawkish. And when they backed off a little bit, used a couple of words, closer to normal or closer to balance, something like that, instead of a long ways until we get to normal, that set off the market fires. Now, in the meantime, President Trump is now in Buenos Aires at the G20 summit. And they'll be talking turkey tomorrow and soybeans and corn and aluminum and other products that go back and forth across the vast oceans from one continent to another and arrive at ports like San Diego, like Charleston, like New Orleans, etc. And the market is hoping for an end to this current, it's uncertainty is what it is. It's real big uncertainty. As a couple of world powers square off looking for domination of the shipping lanes, I guess you could say. And the market is patiently watching that. If we get a deal, it wouldn't happen today. They're meeting tomorrow, but by Monday, what happens if we get a deal over the weekend? Well, you could see a real good week. You could see that old Santa Claus rally next week. If we don't get a deal, who knows? But I think maybe we were giving too much weight on the China issues and not enough weight to the Fed, because we saw the explosion in the market that the Fed set off here earlier this week. Well, we had a pretty good day in the market yesterday. It actually ended up in the positive. It was all over the map during the day, but we finally ended up with a positive day in the market yesterday. The futures were way down overnight, and then this morning, our U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said he expects something good to come from the dinner between Xi and Trump tomorrow. And that's got the market narrowing its losses here this morning. We're even threatening to go positive right now on the markets. Now, underlying all of this, let's cut away all of the news and all of the commotion and all of the headlines and all the tweets and the drama. The fundamentals of the market remain very solid, and I'll be updating those fundamentals in my newsletter this week. I will also be updating where I'm seeing the green shoots. I did a lot of observing this past week. I spent 10 hours in the market every day this week. I'll spend another 10 hours in the market today, and I will point out to you there's a couple areas that stand out like a sore thumb to me right now, of areas that are being gobbled up the week after Turkey Week. They are being bought. These stocks are moving. And a lot of leadership stocks, we're starting to get some leadership in the market again. The question is, where is that leadership coming from? Well, I'm going to point to you the areas that I am seeing receiving a lot of attention in the market this week, and I will point it out in my newsletter that I will be writing here today. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get a copy. The first 2 weeks, I send out the full Monty, the entire newsletter. And then after that, I continue to send out a lot of the newsletter every single week. Well, the Fed sees another rate hike fairly soon. That came out in the Fed minutes yesterday. The market was down most of the day. The Fed minutes were released. The investors polled over those minutes, and they found a more dovish Fed than they expected, and that's what put the market into positive. And then it was announced the dinner guest. This is crazy. I mean, we're down to the stock market looking at the dinner guest for the dinner meeting. I don't know if they're looking at what's on the menu. If it's raw octopus, that's not. President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping, Peter Navarro will be there. When that news was announced yesterday, the market sold off. He's the one that wrote the book, Death by China. I've read the book, Death by China. He is very much a China hawk, talking about how many jobs China has cost the U.S. over the last couple of decades. Well, we will see what comes of the meeting tomorrow. But the market right now, cautiously, let's say it's cautiously optimistic, especially after Robert Lighthizer said he anticipates the widely watched dinner between President Trump and Xi to be a success. Okay, we'll see. Now, in the meantime, what's going on in China? We know what's going on here in America. Our economy continues to expand. Our job, labor market, extremely tight. Not so in China. Growth in China's manufacturing sector stalled for the first time in over 2 years in November, heaping pressure on Beijing ahead of a high-stakes trade talk tomorrow between Xi Jinping and President Trump. The official purchasing managers index fell to 50, indicating no growth in activity or a contraction on a monthly basis. The survey also showed further weakness in new orders. Well, this ought to be pretty good cannon fodder as they discuss each other's. Each man is holding a handful of cards in his hand, and the other doesn't know what is in that hand. But we do know that China's economy continues to weaken. Their market's down, what, 30% so far this year? A lot of pressure on China to come home with a deal. Let's make a deal, as Monty Hall used to say. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I read today, German retail sales fall again in October. Europe continues to struggle. You know, I heard a guy on the Fox Business Channel this morning who runs businesses all over the world, luxury hotels. What's the worst continent to do business in? What's the worst region of the world to do business in? Europe. He says, look, I mean, the labor laws are so ridiculous, you can't get rid of a bad employee if you wanted to in Germany or in Europe and in other areas nearby. He says it's just ridiculous. It's stifling. It's stifling growth with too many regulations. Now, that comes from somebody with boots on the ground. Or maybe it's Cole Haan, nice polished shoes on the ground, doing business in Europe, saying it's the most difficult area. It's not a good environment like the U.S. is. And they're suffering. Their economy, I do not own any European stocks whatsoever. Asset allocation says I should have some exposure to Europe. No. Not in a no-growth environment. Well, we did get a deal this morning already. I did watch the signing of the USMCA. What's that stand for? Well, that's the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada deal, which replaces the NAFTA deal. I watched all three leaders, Mexico's leader, Canada's leader, the U.S.'s leader, Mr. Trump, sign that deal. That one's in the books. Again, we get a China deal in the books. And don't forget, we still have Brexit hanging out there. Well, we have another Fed member chiming in that rates should not be raised during this period of strong job creation and tame inflation. That's Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neel Kashkari. He tells CNBC that central bankers should not hike interest rates when job creation is strong and inflation remains under control. And, of course, it was the Fed's statement on Wednesday that set the market on fire. You know, the week of Thanksgiving for the market was a very dark week for the market. It got about as dark as it could get. It seemed like there was not any light to be seen. The market had been going down for 6-7 weeks. The fundamentals of the market never changed during that time. I print the fundamentals of the market. How much is the S&P going to earn this year? How much is it going to earn next year? How much is it expected to earn the year after that? Therein lies the very best market indicator. But the other side of the equation is sentiment. And sentiment remained very sour on the market. It was really hard to pinpoint it. I guess the Fed was a big, big issue with the market. And I wrote in my newsletter at the very end of the newsletter last week, I said, many times the darkest hour is right before the dawn. And I told my wife that. I said, that's a line from a Bob Dylan song, you know. I think Simple Twist of Fate. She said, oh, well, he grabbed that from what group was it?
Shirelles.
The Shirelles, who also wrote a song. But he did say, they say, the darkest hour. He's not taking credit for it, so maybe he was listening to it. And guess what? It would appear now that the darkest hour was right before the dawn. It was dark last week in the market. And there's been a lot of green shoots and sunshine. I've done a lot of buying here in the last 2 to 3 weeks, I guess. Where is GDP expected to come at here in Q4? You know what? We end another quarter in just 4 weeks. The year will be over in just 4 weeks. We pretty much know what the 500 S&P 500 companies are going to earn here in 2018. We have a pretty good look into 2019. The quarter four will start to be reported midway through January, as we will go through another earnings season. The Atlanta Fed today updated their GDP forecast for this quarter that will end in 1 month. They're expecting 2.6%, which isn't as hot as it was earlier in the year, but it's good. The fundamentals of the market remain good. In fact, not just good, very good. And we're finally starting to slice through some of that negative sentiment that has been dominating the market here recently. Well, we got a couple more negative stories to get out of the way here. And then in the second half of the show, I've got a couple of stocks to feature. I featured many this week. We got a couple more to feature today. Marriott. Not a good story. It disclosed 500 million guests, exposed their data information, birth date, so who knows what all is in there if you're a Marriott Starwood guest. We are. Starwood Preferred. You better keep an eye on your activity in bank accounts and credit card accounts, etc. Marriott stock today, and of course they recently merged and bought Starwood. Marriott is down 5% on the news. Another bad story, GE's price target cut to 7. You know that I have called GE many times the poster boy for soggy stocks. Stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. There's a lot of them, but GE is the poster boy leading the parade. GE's price target cut to $7. $7 at Deutsche Bank. And guess where GE is right now? Believe it or not, $7.49. All the way down from $33 in 2016 when I put out dire warnings on the stock. Well, SEC to review quarterly earnings requirements. I don't think that the quarterly earnings seasons are going to go away. However, they're looking at the possibility of maybe not requiring companies under $1 billion in market capitalization to go through the whole rigmarole of those quarterly earnings reports. Honeywell planning to relocate to Charlotte, North Carolina from New Jersey. I wonder why. Could it be that New Jersey has an oppressive environment for business and high taxes? It seems like there's a lot of companies leaving California and New Jersey and other high tax states. And it seemed like the Carolinas here are on the receiving end. They seem to have a more business-friendly environment. I can tell you that as a small business owner, it's one of the main reasons I left California. Okay, let's look at some best stocks now when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Well, the next time you hear the show, I'll be broadcasting from Scottsdale, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, although I think it's a little cloudy and rainy these days. That's okay. We love Arizona, and we're looking forward to spending several days there at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. I'll be speaking to a full house of senior citizens over in the Sun City West area, an investment club there on Monday. And then on Wednesday night, I'll be speaking to a, well, we'll see who shows up. It's the hottest thing going on. It's the hottest event taking place in that North Phoenix area, Scottsdale, Arizona. Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. And in between those events, I'll be meeting with individuals while they're at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. I have not even checked the schedule. They'll give me my schedule Monday morning. Here you go, Bill. Go at it. Have fun. Well, I don't know. You can check to see if there's any openings in that schedule to get together and meet with myself. The number to call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And that will be our Scottsdale trip. We have not lined up our next trip yet. We may take the month of January off as far as traveling goes. But I do know that I will be back in Phoenix in early February for Financial Fest, which is always a lot of fun. I was there last year with Gary Kolbaum and with, I can't think of his name right now, on Fox Business Channel. Got too many ticker symbols going through my brain here right now. One of those ticker symbols is CNC. I think I'll choose that as a featured stock of the day. I've owned this stock in the past. It's been a really good one over the years. I say that because over the last 5 years, the earnings growth has averaged 40% per year. 40% per year over the last 5 years. That's the compound average growth rate. Now, if stocks follow earnings, we should have had some pretty good returns. Let's check and see the correlation between the earnings growth at CNC and the performance of the stock. Now, check this out. You say, oh, there's no correlation between earnings and stock price appreciation. Well, while Centene was averaging 40% per year in earnings growth, guess what the stock did over the last 5 years? It's averaged 36.7%, almost right on the growth rate of the stock. Stocks, there's two very simple rules in the market. Stocks follow earnings, interest rates, or bonds follow interest rates. This remains a favorable environment for stocks. It remains a very unfavorable environment for the bond market. Over the last 10 years, Centene, CNC, which provides managed health care services through government-subsidized programs, and there's plenty of those around. The company is headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. It has a market capitalization of $29 billion. It is a large cap company. There is not a dividend here. This is a pure growth play. I would call this a moderate to conservative growth stock, being that it is a large cap company. As I said, over the last 10 years, 33% per year is what the returns to shareholders have been on CNC. That compares to the stock market's 13% per year. Over the last 5 years, CNC 36% per year, which is almost a direct correlation with their earnings growth. And during that same period of time that Centene has been running at 36 miles per hour, the market's only been running at 8.7 miles per hour. Over the last 3 years, Centene has delivered 34% per year, the market 9.6. And over the last 12 months, Centene is up 43%, while the market's up just 4%. when I grade this stock on the curve, short-term, intermediate-term, long-term performance, it gets an overall performance grade of A. I gave you a couple A pluses yesterday. This one's an A. It's at the head of the class as far as performance goes. But as you know, I like to have some value along with my performance. I don't like momentum stocks by themselves without value. And I don't like to have value by itself without momentum. I like to see those two come together. Centene, in my book, is currently pretty cheap. It's currently got a PEG ratio of 1.1, meaning it's trading at just a slight premium to its growth rate of 15% per year. Furthermore, when I do my valuation on CNC, when I extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years, the stock comes in with a five-year target price of $240 per share. Along with an A performance ranking, Centene is currently ranked at number 104 out of 5,033 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my Best Stocks Now database. Where do your stocks rank? You can look them up. Where do your ETFs rank? You can look them up. Are you in the upper echelons of the market? Are you buried in the muck of mediocrity? There's a lot of mediocrity out there. I had an account come to me this morning. I don't know where it came from, but guess what it is? It's a typical asset allocation that makes me want to puke. Well, I won't do that, but I look at the positions in this stock, in this portfolio. And there they are. We've got a total bond fund. Ugh. We've got an income fund. Ugh. We got an international equity fund. Ugh. We got a foreign fund. Ugh. We've got an emerging markets fund. In other words, a typical asset allocation put together by a computer formula that spits such a thing out. And I don't know. It just, why do I, the emerging markets have been under extreme pressure. This has been a year to avoid the emerging markets. But guess what? You'll find out something interesting about the emerging markets in my newsletter this weekend. I don't believe in asset allocation for the sake of asset allocation. There are times like now when I don't want to have any exposure to the debt markets. There are times when I don't want to have any exposure to stocks outside the U.S. This has been one of those years. And there's times when I don't want to have any exposure to the U.S. stock market. I believe in being in the asset classes that are in favorable circumstances, that have the wind at their back at the current time. Anyways, not a believer in asset allocation. I've watched an interesting, I'm going to have another stock for you in the final segment of the show. I watched an interesting interview today with Ray Dalio, who I think is a brilliant guy. What's the name? Bridgewater Funds or Bridgeway, something like that. He's a big hedge fund manager. Very intelligent, smart man. That he was talking about the next bear market, which is out there somewhere. You know, many questioned over the last couple of weeks as if this was it. And even though our metal was tested, I continued to stand strong and say this is not the bear market. This is another correction along the way. Now, we know that in the year 2000, it was the technology stocks, the dot-coms, that pretty much brought the market to its knees. In 2007, it was the housing market and the financials that were feeding the housing market by handing out money to people that weren't creditworthy, creating artificial demand for single-family homes. That did not end well. What will it be the next time we have a bear market? Well, I think I agree with Ray Dalio, and I've been saying it all along. I believe it will be debt that will bring down the market eventually. Unsustainable debt, too much debt. And as interest rates go higher, guess what happens to debt? Those payments get larger and larger and larger. Now, I don't see that happening next week. I don't see it happening over the next several months or even in the next 12 months. But I think it's something to keep in the back of your head. And how can we profit from a crashing debt market? Inverse debt ETFs. We got another feature stock for you when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's been quite a week in the market. I would call it a green shoot week after a very dark Thanksgiving week earlier this week. I don't remember, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I said, you know what? This is the best buying opportunity we've had in the market since earlier this year when we had a 10-12% correction. And early in 2016, when we had a very swift, steep correction. Now, a lot of people make the big mistake of throwing in the towel during a correction. That's the word. Aren't we supposed to buy low and sell high? Well, that goes against the grain, doesn't it? Oh, I know. What if that correction would have turned into a bear market? Well, we raised some cash just in case. Along the way, but the fundamentals of the market never really changed. The fundamentals remain strong. And I said earlier this week, before the big 600-point run-up on Wednesday, which I hope you did not miss, I said at that point, I said, I believe that this is the best buying opportunity we've had in the market over the last 3 years, one of the best buying opportunities. In 2017, we never had a correction of more than 4% or more. That's right. Not even 4% or more. Well, this year we've had two major corrections, which created major buying opportunities. All right, so where are we at now? Well, we're awaiting news from Buenos Aires this weekend to see if we can come away with a deal in with China. And if we can't, well, we'll go back to those S&P 500 earnings, which still look good for this year and still look good for next year. Another stock that I would point out here that's very highly ranked in my system right now is Edwards Life Sciences, which is a large cap company out of Irvine, California, home to Peter Navarro. I believe he was a professor at the University of Irvine, whose nickname are the Anteaters. There's no ants in the Irvine Amphitheater. Edwards Life Sciences is a $34 billion market cap company that develops products to treat cardiovascular disorders, including heart valve and peripheral vascular disease. Okay, let's look at the numbers. By the numbers. Let's pull up EW in the Best Stocks Now app. Numbers don't lie. Over the last 10 years, EW has delivered 30% per year with no guarantees going forward. That's their track record. That's their batting average over the last 10 years. 29.8% per year. The market's delivered 13. Over the last 5 years, 38.2% per year. Now let's see if that correlates to earnings growth. Well, how about that? Over the last 5 years, Edwards Life Science earnings growth has been 25% per year. And the stock has pretty much been delivering right in that area. Over the last 3 years, 25% per year has been the return of Edward Life Sciences. See how important earnings growth is? Over the last 12 months, EW is up 40%. The market is up only 4%. EW gets a performance grade of A-. From a valuation point of view, it's not that bad. It's got 81% upside potential in my book over the next 5 years, which obviously can change, but this is what we know about the stock right now. I have a $295 five-year target price. When I combine the performance with the valuation of EW, this is currently the number two ranked stock overall in my Best Stocks Now database, which has 5,033 stocks mutual funds. Now, that does not guarantee the stock will go higher. I'm not giving you a recommendation. I'm giving you an example of how I fare it out. Because in the end, in a growth portfolio, I want it to be like the baseball all-star team at the Midsummer Classic. I want to own the 25 or 30 very best that I can put on the field at any given time, whether it's dividend-paying stocks, I want the 25 or 30 best. If it's conservative growth stocks, I want the 25 or 30 best. If it's aggressive growth stocks, I want the 25 or 30 best. That's why we call the show Best Stocks Now. That's why I call my app Best Stocks Now. That's why the newsletter is the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And if you want to see where I'm shopping these days, and where I'm finding Best Stocks Now, and if you want to see what my macro outlook and target prices are for the S&P 500 overall, I publish a newsletter every week. It's called the Best Stocks Now newsletter, and it goes out every weekend. It's my internal research. These are all the nooks, the cranny, the alleyways, everywhere I can possibly look, global growth, interest rates, GDP, PMI reports, but what it all comes down to in the end is earnings. Our earnings. What are the earnings expectations? And are they getting better or are they starting to deteriorate? Well, earnings have been going up for 9+ years in America in the S&P 500. And guess what's followed right behind? The stock market. Stocks follow earnings like redfish follow shrimp. Live shrimp. I found the live shrimp work a lot better than the plastic. Well, I like to catch fish on plastic shrimp, but the live shrimp are deadly on those redfish, and earnings growth is deadly on growth stocks. If you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to talk to one of my representatives about having me manage your money, or if you would like to meet with us while we're in the Scottsdale area this coming week, you can go to our website again at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Well, we'll see what happens in Argentina over the weekend. One of the most highly watched dinners of all time. This is Bill Gutterson. Have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.